So the question was, how do I know if I'm Holy Ghost only? What's my faith? Am I Baptist or am I Episcopalian? Am I Catholic? Well, you can know whether you're Holy Ghost only by answering just a few very simple questions. Do you believe in what Jesus said? Well, let's just look at something that Jesus said in John chapter 16. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I, Jesus, go away. Meaning it's expedient, it's profitable for you if Jesus goes away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. So he, Jesus, will send who? The Comforter or the Holy Ghost. Here Jesus said, if I go away, I'm gonna send another unto you. Did he go away? That's the next question that you have to answer. So let's go over to Acts chapter 1. Let's look at verse 1. In the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. Remember the verse that we just read said that if I depart, I will send the Holy Ghost to you, and it will be much better, it'll be profitable to you. So here we go, let's read on. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. In 1 Corinthians 15:6, he also appeared to above 500 people at one time. So here's Jesus, he bore your sins, and that he was buried, and he rose again from the third day, and he presented himself over a period of time to at least 500 people on various times, right? So that couldn't have been his departing. He was still here, he was still on the earth, he was doing things and teaching things on the earth, right? Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of me. What was the promise? So here's Jesus, even after he was raised from the dead, telling people that they needed to wait for the promise of the Father, who is the Holy Ghost. For verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons, but the Father has put in his own power. But, verse 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come on you. So here's Jesus, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, wait for the Holy Ghost. I'm about ready to depart. When I depart, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost to you. Jesus's message was about the Holy Ghost. Now what we're trying to establish here, to make it completely simple and understandable to whether you are Holy Ghost only or not, is the fact that Jesus is fulfilling what he said he was going to do. He came and he said he's going to depart. So if he's going to fulfill that, we're going to have to see him departing here pretty soon, and then we're going to have to see him sending the another. Verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. Jesus was standing there. He was talking to them about the Holy Ghost, who's going to come. And remember, he said, if I depart, or when I depart, after I depart, I'll send him unto you. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Who did the cloud receive out of their sight? Jesus. Jesus went up in a cloud out of their sight. He departed. He did it in this very dramatic way to show them that he isn't here anymore. Jesus is leaving, departing, and not here anymore. He went somewhere. He went away. And in that place where he went away, he's going to send an another. Do you believe that? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Do I believe what Jesus said? If you do believe what Jesus said, then you are Holy Ghost only. And I'm going to walk you through the rest of that. While they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into where? heaven? Why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus. What Jesus? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner, meaning in the same way, the same Jesus in the same way is going to come in like manner as you have seen him go into where? Into heaven. So Jesus said he's going to depart, and then he specifically, concretely, in front of everybody in their physical eyes, departed and went away, and two angels said he's going to come back, and he's going to come back, the same Jesus is going to come back in the same way. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, has he returned? Did Jesus return? You can go look for the rest of the scriptures from right here to the rest, to the end of the Bible, and he hasn't returned yet. And most Christians and most people will say, no, the Lord will return. Well, if he hasn't returned and he will return one day, that means he's not here now, right? He's gone. That means Jesus, this very same Jesus, is not in the earth anymore. He is in one place. He's in heaven. Did Jesus return yet? I mean, you would ask people that. Most people know that. No, Jesus didn't return yet. Then he's not here. But remember, he said he's not going to leave you comforted. He's going to send another. Now, let's see if he sent another. Let's look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So now we have the Holy Ghost coming out of heaven with these dramatic signs, and it sat on each of them and came into them and filled them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that which Jesus was talking about, that he sent the another, came out of heaven and came into the room where they were. Was it Jesus? No, it was the Holy Ghost who came down. And now, where's the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is in the earth. This was the beginning of the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, who is God in the earth today. And now he's going to stay in the earth until we finished everything we need to finish, and until the same Jesus comes back in the cloud like he left. Did Jesus come back yet? No. Where is he? He's still in heaven. So who's in the earth? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in the earth. So the question is asked, how do I know if I'm Holy Ghost only? Well, you begin to answer these questions about Jesus, and where about Jesus is, and where the Holy Ghost is, and where you are, and pretty soon you have to come to the conclusion that it's only you and the Holy Ghost only in the earth. Holy Ghost only. Am I Holy Ghost only? The Holy Ghost only is a faith based on the fact that the Holy Ghost is the only part of the Godhead of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost who's active in the earth today. Who's the only part of the Godhead in the earth today? Holy Ghost. That makes you Holy Ghost only. If you believe that Jesus did what he said in departing, and you believe he sent the another is the Holy Ghost, then you are Holy Ghost only. Let's look at Acts chapter 7 and verse 51. Now this is that Stephen was here. He said he was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to preach to people, and they were about ready to stone him. He, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost. Now why would Stephen be full of the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost is the only part of the Godhead that's in the earth today. The Holy Ghost is in the earth today. He had received the Holy Ghost, right? So the Holy Ghost and Stephen are in the earth. You understand Stephen's in the earth, right? And you understand that the Holy Ghost is God, and he's in the earth. He's with Stephen. He's in the earth now because Jesus sent the Holy Ghost, who is God. The Holy Ghost is in the earth. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into where? Into heaven, meaning he was having a vision, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So here we have Stephen, and he has this vision. He looks up into heaven and he sees Jesus in heaven standing at the right hand of God. God who? God the Father, obviously, in this instance. Who was with Stephen at this time? The Holy Ghost. So we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Both the Father and the Son are in heaven at this time, and the only part of the Godhead that's in the earth with Stephen was the Holy Ghost. Are you seeing that? Was Stephen Holy Ghost only? Yeah, Stephen was Holy Ghost only. You're Holy Ghost only if you believe that Jesus departed and sent thee another. Where's the Father? Jesus said, I'm gonna go to the Father. So you got Jesus and the Father both in heaven, which is not on earth. They're in heaven, and they sent thee another, the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is the only part of the Godhead who is in the earth today. Is this making sense to you? Any person who is trying to walk with God in the earth today is going to have to come to the conclusion that they're Holy Ghost only, because he's the only part of the Godhead that's in the earth today that you can walk with. There's only one member of the Godhead who's God in the earth today. His name is the Holy Ghost. What's he doing in the earth? He has come to the earth to be the another that Jesus sent, meaning he's the one that will now be leading and guiding and directing the church. Acts chapter 13 verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by who? The Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is leading and guiding the church. If Jesus hadn't departed, who would be leading and guiding the church? It would have been Jesus. And they would have said, okay, Jesus, what do you want us to do? And he would have said, okay, go over here and do this. I've called you to do that. But he didn't say that, because he'd sent another. He'd sent the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is the one guiding, directing, and doing things in the earth, because it's his dispensation, and he's the one with whom we have to do. Is this making sense? He said, separate unto me. Me who? Me, the Holy Ghost. He didn't say separate unto Jesus, separate unto the Father for the work unto they'd called him. No, I called him. I'm the Holy Ghost. I called him. That's what he's saying. So who is God in the earth today? Who is leading and guiding the church? Did Jesus depart? If Jesus departed and he sent the another, and he's the one leading and guiding the church, then you are Holy Ghost only. Holy Ghost of God.